it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And it does require, like you said, that, you know, regular practice. Gratitude, it's been said many times, it's like a muscle, you know, and it gets stronger the more you practice it. You know, many studies show if you consistently do it every day, eventually you can rewire your brain to start thinking more of the positive, you know, because like you said, you can have a list of 10 great things that happened during the day, but you're going to ruminate on that one bad thing, which is a shame, right? So by having a gratitude practice in our lives and keeping up with it, it can actually, it helps us to see the good things around us, the things that we take for granted, the good in our lives. And it helps, especially in these tough times that we're in. It really, really helps.
Thank you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. With us today, we have a guest that has been on the podcast once before. She's a good friend and gratitude companion. She's been very supportive of me and of my work with gratitude. And I'm very happy to have her here once again. She's a gratitude seeker, a chronic pain thriver, happiness spreader, pursuer of joy, truth teller, student of the human experience. She's also the fearless leader of the Attitude of Gratitude with Chronic Pain Facebook group. And now she has written really, really valuable gratitude journal for teen boys. And we're going to be talking about this part of her work as well. Well, welcome, Lauren, to the Gratitude Podcast once again.
Hi, George, and thank you so, so much for having me. I love your podcast. I love the work that you do. It's very important. And yeah, it's an honor that I've been asked back to spread my message. You have some amazing guests on, so to be included in that is definitely a privilege.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And yeah, you're one of those people. And I think it's amazing that we got to speak again. After so many years, got to do the interview. I'm really happy to be here with you, speaking about gratitude once again and spreading together the gratitude in the world. So, what have you been up to in these last few years?
Yeah, well, it's been 5 years, I think, since I was last on, and I've had you on my broadcast as well, because I feel your message, what you spread each week is very important too. But yeah, I've been a bit busy over the past 5 years. The group that you mentioned that I run, Attitude of Gratitude with Chronic Pain, we are actually reaching our 7-year anniversary this Thursday.
Wow.
And we've just reached the milestone of 8,000 members, which
amazing.
Is pretty amazing in the fact that we're unique. we are for people in general, for people living with chronic conditions, although that can encompass a lot of things. It can be physical, it can be emotional, mental, spiritual. But what makes us unique is that we are a non-complaining group. And so for people that have a lot to complain about, it's not for everybody. But the reason why we do that is because there's thousands of chronic pain groups out there where you can share your specifics and get that vent and release that you need. My group is more solution based, and we look to kind of get rid of the negativity, even if it's just for a brief moment. And we work to incorporate a gratitude practice into our lives. As I'm sure many of your listeners know, gratitude is a practice, and it's not like you can just say one day, I'm grateful, and expect it to work its magic. It has to be worked regularly. And that can be challenging for anybody, in particular people living with chronic pain and illness. So we work with gratitude and mindfulness, connection, intention, affirmation. So we offer a lot of tools for our members to kind of come to that place of acceptance and move forward. We do offer live chats twice a week for people who need to vent and talk about, specifics. But in general, we're a non-complaining group. So that's why 8,000 members is a pretty big deal, because, like I said, we're not for everybody. So very, very proud of that.
That's amazing.
Like you said, I have a new book out, and I've been writing a book for the past several years. I've been wanting to get it out about gratitude and living with chronic pain, my experience helping thousands of people in the group. But I was asked over the spring if I would be interested in writing a gratitude journal for teen boys. And it kind of came out of nowhere. And I was originally going to turn it down because I was working on my own book. And then I thought, are you nuts? You're being offered this great opportunity. And fortunately, I was speaking to a friend of mine who used to be a high school literature teacher. And she reminded me, she said, teen boys are a very forgotten about subset when it comes to mental health. And I was like, boom, that's all she needed to say. And I knew that, I wanted to contribute what I could to that subset. So the 5-minute gratitude journal for teen boys came out November 30th, 2021. And I'm super proud of it. It's been selling great, because there just aren't a lot of resources out there for teen boys. Now, my journal, it's not specifically for boys. Like, there's nothing in there that screams boy. It's not all, stereotypical sports and things like that. But a lot of the gratitude journals out there seem to be very girly. So I think boys would be a little hesitant to do it. So my publisher, I think, wanted something that boys felt more comfortable doing. So it's 120 days of various prompts, exercises. It's not just a journal that says, what are you grateful for, at the top with blank pages. It's very carefully curated, 120 days of various, prompts and strategies that our teens of today have very unique struggles, especially in this age of COVID. So it's my hope that I was able to help in my own little way to give them an outlet to express their emotions.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And it's something that's so, so necessary nowadays. You shared with me some statistics that are very concerning.
Yeah, there was a New York Times article, I read last week, talking about the effect of the pandemic on teens. And, and I'm not talking about them coming down with the virus, but the mental health aspect. And the statistic was, in the past 2 years, in 2019 to 2021, the rates of suicide attempts based on ER visits went up 52%. With the ages of 12 to 17. And that just knocked the wind right out of me. It just made me want to cry. These poor kids, it's such a tough time. We all know who've gone through the teens, we all know that's such a tricky time already in our lives. and to have to navigate through COVID and perhaps not being with their friends if schools aren't out. Like, it's a whole new set of challenges that I certainly didn't grow up with. I hope that the 5-minute gratitude journal for teen boys is helping in my small way, for sure.
I'm sure it is. And based on that, many of our listeners are moms or dads might already have teen boys.
Yes.
Do you have any tips? Like, okay, of course, this is one important tip to get the book and to gift the book to the boys. But for instance, how could they go about talking about gratitude in a way that actually gets to them? Because I think this is one of the biggest challenges. It's not something that's easy at that age, at least for me, it wasn't.
No, I think boys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think boys are raised to, toughen up and suck it up and, not deal with things. So they internalize it because they're not talking about it. And I know, my son is 24, and getting him to talk about emotions when he was a teenager was difficult. It's difficult now, but yeah, it is difficult. So, I have a copy of the book in my hands right now. I want to give you an example of perhaps a page or two with some of the prompts that can maybe help some of the moms out there. So the prompts that I have for each of the 120 days, they're all related to each other. So each day has a topic. And so this prompt I'm looking at right now says, something wonderful in my surroundings at this very moment is. So that has your teen kind of looking around, like, what is it in their surroundings that they're grateful for? Teens, they're tricky. A lot of them feel a sense of entitlement. They've always been used to having a computer and the internet. They've always been used to having a device. They're used to having food at their disposal. I mean, I'm talking very generally, not every teen, of course. But, having them open their eyes, look at their surroundings, what if it was taken away, would they miss? And so under that prompt, it says, I am grateful for it because, and then it says, something I just discovered through observation, which I never noticed before is, and the final one is, I can become more mindful of my surroundings in the future by. So that's an example. And so then there's a positive affirmation at the bottom of each page. This one is, I feel safe and secure within myself. And each page has a quote as well. So it's really designed, Georgian, to kind of help teens open their eyes to the surroundings, recognize the people that do so much for them in their lives. Because I don't know that a lot of teens realize that either. I read something else when I was doing research for the book that, teens they're at that tricky age where they're not children anymore and they're not quite adults yet. And so they're feeling out, they're getting their feet wet into adulthood. And so they don't want to have to owe anybody anything. They think they know it all. Again, I'm talking very generally, but they don't like to feel like they owe anybody. So gratitude is particularly tricky for them. I believe I read that from, what's his name? Dr. Giacomo Bono, who was kind enough to endorse my book. He wrote a book called, Raising Grateful Kids. I could have that wrong, but he's very famous gratitude researcher through the University of California, Davis. And he talks about how, teens don't like to owe anybody anything, which is why gratitude can be particularly tricky for them. So, being crafty in trying to get them to recognize these things. Hopefully the book, if they don't want to do the journal, perhaps the moms can read some of the prompts to them and ask them a question. I think I've made it fun for them. I hope I've made it fun for them and not a chore. It's supposed to be, you know, it's designed to only take 5 minutes a day. This page says something that worries me is, you know, they have a lot of worries, of course. I'm grateful for my bedroom because. So, trying to get them to talk, I know, is very tricky. But perhaps doing it rather than having them feel grilled, but having them do it in, you know, a quick prompt setting might help.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. This idea of making it short and fun. Like, I think it's something that is very well adapted to the way boys think and do things.
Right.
So, yeah.
My 24-year-old son did it. He went through a bad breakup over the summer. His girlfriend of 6.5 years, they broke up. Mm. And even though he's 24, he did, the book wasn't out yet, but I had the manuscript and he did it and he said it helped. So, and he's not a talker either. So perhaps it can help other boys or other teens who are having trouble opening up. It kind of gives them permission to open up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in a safe place.
Yes.
You don't have to say anything to anyone. You can just write there and you don't have to open up too much and be too vulnerable.
Right. Yeah. And perhaps the moms can say, you know, that it's just for them. They don't have to read it. So if they know ahead of time that mom won't be reading it, maybe they'll open up more, you know, getting words on a page, getting it out somehow, whether it's verbal or through words, you know this, Georgian, through gratitude journaling and all that, it takes away some of the power of some of the things that trouble us. So any little bit helps.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's a very powerful process. And doing this from such a young age can be life-changing from many points of view.
Yeah, one of my reviewers said their 7-year-old son was doing it and enjoyed it. So there's nothing really in particular to teens, although it's really geared, I believe, 12 to 17 is the main demographic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very proud of it, and I hope it helps a lot of kids who need it, because it's really a crisis with our teens today.
Yeah, definitely. It's taking this pandemic. It's taking a toll on all of us.
Yes, for sure.
But I think there are often, like you said, subsets of ages and sexes that we don't think about that are not showing much, but they are still affected.
Right.
And unfortunately, like you mentioned, it's too late it gets to be too late to do something, and we we see the statistics about these kinds of situations, and giving boys, young boys, such a possibility of seeing things differently. Because I think one of the things that we've learned in these past few years is the fact that we need to accept some things.
Right.
And especially in these moments, gratitude is great, because we just can't change some things. We just have to accept them and just find the gratitude in all of it to be resilient. Otherwise, yes, it's really hard.
And that's like the work that I've done for years with people living with chronic conditions. It's coming to that place of acceptance. You don't have to like the situation, but you do have to accept it, at least accept it for how it is now. Otherwise, you can't move forward. You can't move forward with joy and gratefulness unless you accept. So accepting doesn't mean you like it and you give up. It actually means the opposite. Acceptance gives you power. But yeah, you know, talking about another statistic, I read that boys are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than girls, teen boys. And that shocked me as well.
Wow.
Yeah, scary, very scary stuff. We need to help our kids.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
But it makes a lot of sense. Based on how we're built and how society wants us to be as guys.
Yeah.
There is this tendency of bottling things inside, not having a way of expressing. I think the fact that we are not expressing that much makes it a lot harder for us to look for help, to be vulnerable enough to seek some kind of help. And yeah, it's...
You're right. And I think boys in particular, they may not recognize that your power actually lies in asking for help. It's not... you're not powerless when you're asking for help. It's just the opposite. That's your power. That, you know, it takes a lot of guts. And it's very, very brave to ask for help. And it really is, it's very, very powerful. Not easy, but powerful. And I've seen an uptick in my group, Attitude of Gratitude with Chronic Pain. We used to be like 99% women. Not because I wanted that, but just because that's who was requesting to join the group. And I always wondered, why are men not wanting to join? Because I know they live with chronic pain. But just, Georgia, just within the past year, I have seen a huge, huge increase in men joining, which makes me so happy. And I think it's, you know, all the studies that have been coming out, real scientific studies about the benefits of gratitude and how it helps in so many ways, you know, with chronic pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain. It just really helps us if you do it as a practice on a regular basis. It for me, it changed my life completely.
Same here, of course.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And getting back a little bit to asking for help, it's actually like a leadership trait to ask for help.
Because right.
If you want to do things in the world, if you want to do something that's bigger than yourself, you need to ask for help one way or another. You can't do everything by yourself.
Great point.
And, yeah, I think it's so the biggest leaders in the world and the ones that are men and are doing some amazing things are able to do so because they are asking for help. They have some ideas, they have a vision, and they ask for help in different ways, in a more or less structured way. They ask for the help of other people to make that vision a reality. So that's one. And another one important point is usually the funny thing is that when we ask for help, we actually become even more grateful. Like in many situations.
Yeah.
When we were brave enough to be vulnerable and to ask for help, we actually received it in most cases, and we got to be grateful for that help. The fact that that person was there for us, maybe they listened to us, or they offered us some solutions maybe. So I find that really fascinating, even though, to be honest, it's not that easy. Like,
no, it's not.
When you actually have to do it, it's not that easy. But yeah, I think it's always great to know that even though it's something that at first glance it's not easy, like the first step seems to be hard, when you know that beyond that first step, it's actually going to be easier and better.
Yes.
And more fulfilling, it's just easier to take that first step that's a bit harder, isn't it?
It is. You know, we being in our heads by ourselves, and we think we should be able to handle these things on our own, and that's part of our problem as a society, I think, is we think we should be able to, and we just can't. We're not meant to. We're meant to handle it with others. And like I said earlier, you know, verbalizing our issues takes away their power. They can seem so monumental in our heads, but when we verbalize it to somebody and ask for help, it really helps to take away, you know, their power. So it really is a powerful thing. And that's a message I hope to get out there for Team Boys in particular, is asking for help. It is powerful. It's strong. It's not easy, but it's strong. You know, I think there was another study that said 70% of today's teens say that they identify with having anxiety or depression. 70%.
Wow.
And that may just be the United States. I don't know that that's worldwide, but that's a huge percentage. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Hopefully with gratitude, we can change that.
Definitely.
And yeah.
In my experience, gratitude is actually, in a way, I don't want to simplify this too much. That's why I'm taking some pauses to think about what I'm going to say. What I've seen, at least in my experience, and this is what I can talk about, is when I got down, it was because I was stacking the negatives. I kept thinking about all the bad things, all the things that aren't working great in my life, mm-hmm. that didn't happen as I wanted to, and things in the future that aren't going well,
yes.
I thought, and so on and so forth. And gratitude is actually doing the opposite of that, and stacking the positives, the things that are working great, the things that are going to be great in the future, and the things that we're experiencing now that are amazing. And the funny thing is that both of them are always there. Like,
I know.
We can choose either one at any given point in time, and we're right. Like, nobody can say that it's not true.
Right.
Whatever we choose to think.
Right.
But we have this choice, and I think that's so important to see, to understand, to think about.
We do, and it's free. It's free. Yeah. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And it does require, like you said, that, you know, regular practice. Gratitude, it's been said many times, it's like a muscle, you know, and it gets stronger the more you practice it. So an attitude of gratitude with chronic pain, one of our daily posts, we do a daily gratitude post for people to, you know, it's optional, but they post their daily gratitude. When you can, you know, many studies show if you consistently do it, every day, eventually you can rewire your brain to start thinking more of the positive, you know, because like you said, you can have a list of 10 great things that happened during the day, but you're going to ruminate on that one bad thing, which is a shame, right? So by having a gratitude practice in our lives and keeping up with it, it helps us to see the good things around us, the things that we take for granted, the good in our lives. And it helps, especially in these tough times that we're in. It really, really helps.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we are faced with something that we can't change, that right. We need to have a lot of patience with. It influences our lives in many ways, but still we have some power. And I believe this is another wonderful thing about gratitude, that it gives our power back.
Yes,
and it's not
exactly
all about what's happening on the outside and the bad things, the limitations or other things that have to do with the pandemic, but we know, we realize that we are in control and we can choose to enjoy those things that are great in our life. We can choose to appreciate them more. And it's actually that simple. Not easy,
you're so
but
right.
Simple.
Yeah, I think I even say that in the book. I refer to gratitude a few times as it's your superpower. And it really is. It's your superpower. You just have to, you know, train yourself to use it. It's not, you know, toxic positivity is this buzz thing that's been going around. And it bugs me because gratitude is not toxic positivity. It's a regular practice that is not always easy, but it is a choice. Like you said, we have that choice. We have control over our attitude, which is one of the few things we can control. We don't have control over a lot of things, but we can control our reaction to things, how we deal with things. That is in our control, and gratitude helps us with that.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Exactly. And it's one of the reasons why we actually met, because I was curious.
Yes.
On how can you be grateful when you're living with chronic pain. And it was at the beginning of my research into gratitude, and I was so curious on how is it possible that people with living with chronic pain can do that. And it's also a great way for us that don't live with chronic pain to understand that even just that, something that we don't see is something that we can be grateful for, in the sense that there are people that even though they are living with chronic pain, they can still be grateful. And
right.
I believe that makes it easier even for us that aren't experiencing this. And it gives us perspective, like, at least for me, it works like if someone can be grateful in a situation that's harder than mine, well, it's much easier for me to be grateful, because I see it's possible even in those situations. And I have great admiration for people like you that are able to do this, and even more to share this with the world and be there for other people. I think it's amazing.
Well, thank you. I had hit a rock bottom 9 years ago that, excuse me, found me at a crossroads of my life where I kind of had a decision to make, and gratitude really did change everything for me. And I, you know, there's a very famous saying, I believe, by the Buddha, saying that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. And I believe that gratitude is what helps me with that. I can say that I'm struggling with my pain, but I no longer use the verbiage that I'm suffering, because suffering is up to me whether I suffer or not. And we don't even talk about our specific conditions in the group, because there's always going to be somebody worse than you. But just the fact that we all live with the same thing, and even if you don't live with chronic pain, I believe everybody has their own kind of struggles. And so, mm-hmm. you know, Definitely. Choosing gratitude, which I believe is a choice, like you said, choosing gratitude is, it's badass. It's badass. And it's worth it, because, you know, this isn't a dress rehearsal in life. This is our one life. This is it. And so, you know, God willing, I have a lot more days left. I want to enjoy them. I don't want to spend them complaining about my pain. I'm not saying I don't complain about my pain. There are days that I do.
We all need to vent. I think that's
we all important. Need to vent and talk. And I'd want to clear up too, talking about, just because in the group itself, we don't discuss our conditions. We do offer live chats. I believe it's very, very important to talk about our condition. So please don't, you know, for your listeners, please don't get me wrong. I don't think it's healthy to keep it inside. It's just that there's a lot of other groups that do that, so that, you know, we were offering an oasis. But, you know, it's really just stewing in the problem, consistently complaining about the mm-hmm. same things over and over. That's where I used to get into trouble. And that's where I think a lot of people get into trouble. So I wanted to offer something that was more in the solution. You know, okay, I've got this pain. Where can I go from here? How can I find joy and fulfillment? And so that's what the group does.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gratitude's a superpower.
I love that. And actually, the cover of the books looks like that, like the 5-minute journey.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's like, it looks like Superman or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And I think you should write a book about. I don't remember the exact wording, because I was paying attention to what you said afterwards. It was gratitude is badass or something like
Gratitude's that. Gratitude's badass, yeah.
Yeah.
I refer to the members of the group, or queens and kings of badassery is what I call us. It really is. It's the road. I want to say the road less taken. It's not, I mean, we've been getting so popular, but it's not an easy road. I could be completely wrong about this, but I'm almost positive that studies show that it is easier to default. We just default to the negative naturally. I think that's part of, you know, in our DNA, in our fight and flight response that we're born with. You know, choosing gratitude, choosing to work towards the positive is more difficult. So it is badass.
Yeah, definitely. And what I love about this idea and this the energy behind it is the fact that it makes it cool somehow, you know? It's like,
yeah,
you're doing something cool. It's not just, okay, something really serious and valuable and wise that you get to understand in life. And so, but it's actually something cool. It's something that you... that makes you feel great that you're doing as a human being. And I think it's a wonderful way of seeing gratitude, and it would be, in my vision, a really wonderful cultural shift. And this is related to boys, to men in general, to think about gratitude as being badass.
Well, with people like you, you know, spreading your message over hundreds of episodes, you know, hopefully we can shift that culture and make it a movement. You know, I'm seeing more and more people. I mean, you were the first gratitude podcast, you know, back in the day. You were a real, you know, you paved the way for others.
Thank you.
And so, you know, gratitude's all over the place now, which makes me so, so happy. It used to be a really, my group, Attitude of Gratitude with Chronic Pain, used to be looked at as a wacky idea. And it doesn't seem like people think of it as such a wacky idea anymore. It may not be for them, but it's not so wacky because the studies show what it can actually do for us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think
sharing it in a community too. Studies show that, you know, sharing your gratitude with others and in our community based, it makes it even more powerful. So having that community and connection is important too.
Definitely, definitely. And I just had another interview today, and I love this idea. It's related to what you just shared with the community. I like to think that if negative things happen in the world, there's also the positive counterpart of that. So,
yes.
For instance, if COVID, for instance, spreads without us actually seeing anything, like something concrete to believe that this happens, I think it works the same with gratitude. Even if we can't see it, the fact that we are spreading it can have beautiful effects in the community, in the world, that we can't measure as they measure the COVID cases.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's not there and it's not creating an impact.
Yeah, it's contagious, isn't it? Gratitude is contagious in a beautiful way. You know, when you're with somebody who's negative, it kind of sucks, you know, I call them energy vampires. It kind of sucks the energy out of you, the positive energy. But when you're with somebody who's positive, it boosts you up. So with us spreading it and, you know, it's paying it forward, the more people that spread gratitude, a kind word to somebody. So somebody, you know, somebody checking you out at the grocery store, telling them they're doing a good job, or, you know, even your spouse who perhaps you've seen every day for the past several decades, telling them how grateful you are for them, that could make their day and change so, so much. We just have to be conscious to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I feel like we could talk for hours. But,
we could.
We are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you for our listeners where they can get the gratitude journal.
The 5-minute gratitude journal for teen boys is available on Amazon. It's called the five-minute gratitude journal for teen boys, prompts for wisdom, courage, and confidence. And yes, it's on Amazon. Target, I believe most online booksellers have it. You can find out more if you go to my website is gratitudeaddict.com, and you can find out more there as well, more about the group and everything else. I have another book coming out in March, the 52-week intention journal about setting intentions, so that we have that to look forward to too. And I talk about gratitude a lot in that as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us, for the work that you're doing. And I hope we're going to make these statistics stop, ideally.
Me too.
And get better and better for all the teen boys and for everyone in the world. through the power of gratitude.
Agreed.
Thank you once again.
Thank you so much for having me, George. And it's always such a pleasure. And again, I'm honored that you asked me to be on. And thank you for the work you're doing. It's wonderful. I honor what you do.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now. Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.